Welcome to the Super Sports Halftime Show on KSCJ. Brought to you by Bob Rose, Point After, North End Zone, and Westside Pizza.
Tonight, the final installment of my conversation with the late Terry Hersom. Less than 3 months after I recorded this interview, Terry slipped the surly bonds of Earth, and he now dances the skies on laughter-silvered wings. Even though Terry was not from Sioux City in the biographical sense, he was nevertheless from Sioux City in every other sense of the word. He loved this city, he loved the sports here, he loved the kids, and he loved all of the many friends he met over the years. Throughout this entire conversation with Terry, there were moments that made me laugh, made me tear up, and just made me sit and think about what an amazing asset he was to this community. And so tonight, I hope you enjoy the last recorded words of Terry Hersom from last August.
Something I always thought it was interesting that, you know, you and your brother are these sports writers with these great careers, but you both had separate tragedies in your town happen outside the world of sports. Your brother in Oklahoma City with the bombing, and then you in Sioux City with Flight 232. Mm-hmm. And so I look back to see how each of you handled that in your columns. And your brother wrote one about how the city had come together after Oklahoma City. Granted, that was a bigger scale or a bigger reported tragedy. The Flight 232 thing, it was a couple weeks before you wrote, but then you kind of brought everybody back to reality because Sioux City at the time was getting publicity nationwide. Everybody had, you know, people didn't know where Sioux City was. Larry King didn't know we had a hospital here, those types of things. But the whole gist of your column was like, don't worry, they'll forget about us again after this all comes to pass. And you sort of use that to show how the people in Eastern Iowa, especially when we had the Shrine Bowl, view Sioux City as this really just kind of in the old West and not really.
We had the Shrine Bowl that year.
Right. And so, but people were asking, gosh, do they even have a place big enough to hold it? I mean, how many people come to a football game in Sioux City?
Well,
that's always kind of been what you've always seemed to give CPR to this town when it needs it, to pump it up, saying, be proud of what you have here. Is that kind of how you saw it? That's how I read.
Well, what I've told people many times is that, they used to say, well, you're not from around here. And I say, well, I've been here since 1977. I kind of adopted your town. I have a tombstone at a local cemetery with my name on it. And I just told my sons, I said, you know, it's all paid for. The only thing you have to do is put the death date on there, and hopefully that's not for a long time. And I have a good friend who's about my age, and he says, oh, don't worry about it. He says, we'll use a magic marker and put it on there for you. So, yeah, I adopted this place. I think I'm entitled as much as anyone to be proud of what goes on here. And my dad knew that, and he followed the coverage of that crash, and he heard all the pundits talk about how could we possibly handle that many survivors, and he would yell at the TV, they have two huge hospitals. They have every kind of medical equipment you could need. And they're bigger than people realize. And they are. I mean, in Eastern Iowa, I think they think there's like 40,000 people here. And it's, I'll tell you what, took me over half an hour to get over here from my home, and we aren't even all the way across town by far. And I'm proud of it. And my friend, close friend, late friend Steve Alsbach was on the bus that went to Minneapolis to the Children's Hospital, which is a traditional thing for the Shrine Bowl. And he was sitting next to Kurt Warner, And they got word that there'd been a plane crash in Sioux City. I went into my pharmacy, and I was on my way to work, and I picked up something. And the pharmacist said, well, I guess you're going to have a busy night. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, didn't you hear about the plane crash? And it had just happened like 15 minutes before that. I said, no. I was not that many blocks away from work, and I got there, and they were all abuzz. And, you know, we had to make room all over the newsroom for people coming in from out of town to write stories and so forth. And it was a little chaotic there for a while. I tried to find the Flight 232 made-for-TV movie recently, and I don't seem to find it. And I can find almost any movie on, you know, all the content that's available out there, but I haven't found it yet, and I didn't record it. And, of course, back then it would have been a VCR, but I'd still have a few of those, and I think I have one machine that will play them.
So as you've looked over your career, certainly you did it when you wrote your farewell piece a few years ago and you've given this presentation about life in a candy store. When, as much as sports writing has been your life and that, when they write the things, you mentioned your tombstone, when they write the things on there, does sports writer even crack the top five as far as things that have been meaningful to you in your life?
Boy, that's really difficult to say, because people are on top of my list, and I share the opinion of a very close friend who says I only know good people, and I try to spend my time with those good people, and I think it gives you a better perspective on everything. And I know there are bad people out there. I just try to avoid them.
Or if you do, you leave them behind at the prison after you write about them, right?
Like a pothole, you know, try to avoid them.
All right. Well, I don't think there's anything. I mean, we've run the gamut of the last 40, 50, 60, 70 years. So I thank you for joining me and look forward to reading you as you continue writing to us.
Well, I look forward to hearing how you clean this up.
And thus ends my conversation with Terry Hersom. All 16 parts of this conversation are available on our website, kscj.com. It was a distinct pleasure for me to have this lengthy conversation with Terry. My only regret is that he is not able to have further conversation with people based upon things he talked about during these interviews. But life does what it does, and you move on. Eternal rest grant unto Terry, O Lord. May he rest in peace. And we'll be back with second half action right here on KSCJ.